All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Lions and Pistons are in the mix. I didn't stutter. Go ahead, Jeff.
We'll start with Pistons. Mike, you are speaking the gospel on Pistons. They are an absolute embarrassment. The fact that Weaver is still there speaks ineptitude of the organization.
And again, if Monty is here after a year where, I mean, people in this building look more motivated to be here than Monty does going to his job, that's a real problem.
We're actually doing good in last place. That means we have a better chance at getting a better draft pick.
Wow.
Go Pistons.
All right, here's what I would say. Name one player you're excited to draft. You can't.
Exactly.
You can't.
Exactly.
And it's not a guarantee you're going to get the first pick.
Huh, shout out Wemby.
You know what? Okay. Statistically speaking, I found three worse years in Detroit.
Okay. What do you
mean? No, just for the people. The Lions. 0-16, 2-14, 6-10. Now, they follow that up in year four with a playoff, but statistically speaking,
okay,
they were at 200.
You believe the Pistons are making the playoffs next year?
No. I think they're going to be worse.
And I would argue, at least in football, I'll accept being bad when I have a rookie QB. That I can at least accept. By year two, you knew something was cooking.
Right. That's what I said. This isn't going to get better. There's not that one person where you're like, you know what? You're going to land that guy.
I'll get back to the text in a minute, but a caller, listen, and I actually probably agree with the caller more than you do. I think it'll get better next year, in quotations. I don't see a pathway to winning 40 games, but I'll go to Sheldon because he thinks it is going to get better. Sheldon, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm being optimistic, like how I remember the Lions last year started off 1-6, and you guys were killing the coach. And you guys were saying, how is he still here? And all of these things. And they turned the team around in the middle of the season. They ended good. And last year, the coach was God. So Monty Williams, and I remember you saying that, Mike, and you were spot on. He was coaching a team of players that don't, play like how his coaching style is. And he was sitting our star shooting guard. Ivy. He was sitting Ivy. He was coaching the team totally backwards. And when we were going through that losing streak, and then he decided he wanted to win a game, we still lost like 10 more games after that because he started a bad momentum of the way he coached the team. Now the fans that don't really look real deep into basketball, they might say, this is the worst team ever. This team is horrible. It's put together wrong. I don't believe any of that. I believe if Monty Williams coached the team the way it's supposed to be coached and we use our money correctly, which I don't have a lot of confidence, and we use our money correctly, and we draft a good player, I think we could be possibly decent. And we're long overdue for being possibly decent. I agree with you guys, but I don't think it's going to be. It's no hope. We're going to suck forever. I don't see it that way.
Oh, no, Sheldon, I don't think it's forever, but there was a whole lot of ifs, buddy. If you had six numbers tonight, you would be you would be a billionaire. This team does not have the players. And I don't think that there's anybody, whether it's free agent or in the draft, that can help facilitate a turnaround that you could build upon, because I don't see it, because you got players now that you don't know how to use.
What I'm saying, Rico, you spot on about that. I don't think this team is as bad as they look. I don't even think they're put together as bad as they look. I think it's a lot to do with Monty and him not wanting to coach right away, and then Gore giving him all that money and forcing him to coach right away. I don't think he put the proper energy into coaching this year.
So, Sheldon, how about we meet in the middle? And I would say this. Maybe it is time. You know what a good coach can do? A good coach can open up the cupboard, see what you have, and make something with what's already here, not what you want them to be.
Even if in Sheldon's mind, Monty, quote, wanting to coach right, whatever that means, let's say it resulted in seven more wins. Seven. Like, here, just seven free wins. You're 20 and 62. What are we talking about? Seriously.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. The fact that you didn't want to play Ivy, the fact that you didn't. Monty Williams has to adjust and realize this ain't the Phoenix Suns.
Well, here's your problem.
We can't just run this offense. Maybe I need to come up and just reinvent myself with a brand new offense for Detroit.
And by the way, if you're a Lions fan, I'm happy to take your phone call, but this is what people are calling in on. Here's a mock draft. This shows you part of the issue, right? Troy Weaver, why is he here and do you trust him? Do you know the Pistons right now, if they get the number one pick, do you know who they're mocked to take?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The kid out of France?
No. Cody Williams, freshman from Colorado. You know the problem? He doesn't even start for Colorado.
No.
Okay? 6'8", 180. Oh, okay. Is that going to impact winning?
No.
Here's number two. Zachary Riacher, whatever it is, kid from France.
That's who I thought.
He's a wing. Then it's Dalton Knecht, Reed Shepard, Carlton Carrington, Rob Dillingham. You know the problem with all these players? All point guards. Now, I like Reed Shepard. I would take Reed Shepard, except the way he played like he was on NyQuil against Oakland. You can't have Ivy and Cade together. So before I even get to the draft, I got to trade Jaden Ivy. Do I trust Troy Weaver to do that? No. Do I think drafting any of these players is going to make a great difference in what they do in the next year or even two? No, I don't.
Are you going to go after Dalton Knecht?
No.
You don't like Dalton Knecht?
I like him as a college player. That doesn't mean a hill of beans about NBA professional.
I mean, this is your top picks. It's not like it's going to get any better.
Alexander Sarr, who was teammates with Wembanyama. I mean, here, who? Who? Here's the other problem. Five of the top six picks look like point guards.
Mm-hmm. Which you don't need.
What? Go to Greg, 97.1. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Greg. What's up?
I took my two high school boys to the game on Sunday. Everyone else is on spring break, and we're slumming it in Lake Orion. And we got down there, and obviously Valanciunas and Zion are worth the price for the tickets we paid. But at one point, I had never even heard of four out of the five guys on the floor for the Pistons. Not oh, I remember him from college, or oh, he used to be on the other roster. I had never even heard of them. That's what they're putting out on the floor.
Yeah, it's reached a point here late in the season where I can't name them. Look, you get down the stretch and your team's toast. You know, generally you'd be trying to develop some guys on two ways, calling up a few of your G leaguers. It gets pretty ratty. And Greg, look, when the starters were playing, they were 3-30 or 8-50 or whatever it is. So, you know, six dozen in one hand, half a dozen in the other. But you're right. I mean, Greg, it's a folly. The fact that Monty Williams is having that post game, the fact that Troy Weaver is still employed, and where's the hope? It's crazy to me.
And Dern and Cade didn't play, which I didn't know going in. And it was also Gay Pride Day. So there's,
you know, it's a parenting thing, and that's complex, and I'll leave that alone. The point I'm making is I don't understand how there's not more of a furor locally when it comes to this team and their place in history and how utterly unacceptable all of this is. This isn't just bad.
It's because I think they've broken the city. Because the city just doesn't care, Mike. It's to the point now where I don't even think they care to go and see the opposing team because they know the opposing team won't be playing their starters.
Correct.
It's rare when you get a Zion out there playing, or you get a Steph Curry, or you get a LeBron, because it used to be, okay, well, I'll see those guys. Nope. They're using that as load management. Why am I going to go out there? I'll take a break. We're only playing the Pistons. We'll let the bench go out there. There is zero hope. There's no future.
And yet,
and the fans,
the GM's bulletproof, and the coach, who openly looks like Peter from Office Space, might return for year two.
Oh, you can hear the regret. Like in that statement, he regrets picking up the phone and saying, all right, yes.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Can't prove it, but I'd like to think if we hooked him up to a polygraph, if he said, no, I don't regret it, I'm totally thrilled with my call, yeah, that the needle would be going everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, give me the Lions text and we'll move on. We'll get to a blitz.
Just the most interesting one I got was, it's from Terrence in Southfield. He says, I want the Lions to shock the NFL world. I want them to draft Michael Penix, just like the Chiefs did with Patrick Mahomes.
Wow.
You know what that means.
What?
He ain't a believer in golf.
I don't want to do this. I can't do this
with
these
people. We asked the people the question.
I know.
He answered.
Fine. You know what? You're right. You're right. He answered.
Just because I read it doesn't mean I agree with it.
I understand it is not an endorsement of Jeff's opinion.
But that would mean that you would have Hendon Hooker, Michael Penix. Wow.
Wow.
I mean, that's great for us.
No, it's not. It's very bad.
We got great content for the
summer.
I
don't want that.
Yeah, you do.
248-539-9797.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.